Trying to work out whether you can use your KiwiSaver for a house deposit or to get through a genuine emergency can feel confusing, and you are not alone. In this guide, I will walk you through all the ways you can take money out of your KiwiSaver, in plain English, so you know where you stand. I will cover retirement, buying your first home, significant financial hardship, serious illness, moving overseas permanently, and one or two special situations. For each, I'll explain who qualifies and what is involved. The main way you access your KiwiSaver is at retirement. Once you turn 65, you can access your money, provided you have also been a KiwiSaver member for at least 5 years. For most people who joined before they were 60, that is no problem. Here is a common myth worth busting. You do not have to withdraw everything at once. You can leave your funds where they are, your account stays open, and your investment keeps growing. Tax-free. When you do take money in retirement, your provider gives you flexible options. You can take a lump sum, set up regular payments like a paycheck to yourself, make partial withdrawals as you need them, or mix and match. Applying for that first retirement withdrawal is easier than you might expect, and your provider handles it, not the government or Inland Revenue. You contact your provider, prove your identity and age with a driver's license or passport, and fill in a simple form. Once approved, the funds usually land in your bank account within 5 to 10 working days. After that, you can withdraw whenever you like by contacting your provider. Now, the most popular early withdrawal, buying your first home. You can withdraw nearly all of your KiwiSaver balance towards the deposit. The only part you must leave behind is $1,000. This is a one-time opportunity per member, so make it count. There are three key rules. First, you must have been a KiwiSaver member for at least 3 years. Second, you must intend to live in the property, so it cannot be an investment. And third, you must never have made a KiwiSaver first home withdrawal before. If you have owned property in the past, there is a second chance option. To qualify, you must not have used your KiwiSaver for a home previously, and you need to be in a similar financial position to a typical first home buyer. In practice, that means you no longer own property, and you do not have enough realizable assets like significant savings or shares to buy on your own. For this route, you need a determination from Kāinga Ora, who manage that part of the process. When you apply, contact your provider for their forms, and you will need a signed sale and purchase agreement before you can finalize the withdrawal. Allow at least 10 to 15 working days to process, so do not leave it to the last minute. Life can also throw curveballs, so let us go through the tough times. These options are not a backdoor savings account, and the criteria are strict. A significant financial hardship withdrawal is for when you genuinely cannot meet your minimum living expenses, the essentials like rent or mortgage, food, and basic utilities. You will need strong evidence, including bank statements, overdue bills, and letters from creditors. Your provider's independent trustee makes the final call, and you can only withdraw the minimum reasonably needed. Then there is serious illness or injury. If you suffer a serious illness or injury that permanently affects your ability to work, or you are diagnosed with a life-threatening illness regardless of your ability to work, you may be able to access your entire KiwiSaver balance. You will need detailed medical evidence from a registered doctor. Importantly, there is no minimum membership period to qualify for this withdrawal. There is also a compassionate rule for life-shortening congenital conditions, designed for people born with a condition expected to reduce their life expectancy below the superannuation age of 65. As with other medical withdrawals, you will need clear medical evidence confirming the condition and its likely impact. What if you are moving overseas for good? Your funds can stay in KiwiSaver and keep growing, or you can close your account and take the money with you. You cannot access them immediately. You can take them once you have lived overseas for at least 1 year. And this withdrawal closes your KiwiSaver account permanently, so it is a big step. The rules depend on where you go. If you are heading to Australia, you cannot withdraw as cash. Instead, you transfer your entire balance, including all government contributions and tax credits, to an approved Australian superannuation fund, thanks to the Trans-Tasman Portability Scheme. If you're moving anywhere else, after 12 months abroad, you can apply to withdraw in cash, but you will have to give up any government contributions, the annual member tax credits that you received. Your provider manages this, and you will need proof of your permanent move, such as a statutory declaration confirming your departure, proof of your new overseas address, and a copy of your visa or passport stamps. Before we finish, something important about early withdrawals in general. Just because you can take money out early does not mean you should. It is a major decision, especially for anything other than your first home or retirement. The real magic of KiwiSaver is compounding, where your money makes money, which then makes even more. When you withdraw early, you lose not just the amount you take out, but all the future growth it would have generated. As an illustration, withdrawing just $10,000 today could leave your retirement fund over $43,000 smaller in 30 years, assuming a modest average 5% annual return. That is genuinely hard to catch up later. So weigh the alternatives before turning to your nest egg as a last resort. A few quick answers to common questions. For a first home, you can withdraw almost everything: your own contributions, your employer's contributions, government contributions, and all your investment returns, leaving only that $1,000. For a hardship withdrawal, it is different. You can typically only access your own contributions, while employer and government contributions usually stay in your account. Being made redundant does not automatically qualify you. You would apply under the significant financial hardship rules, and it is assessed case by case. On tax, KiwiSaver withdrawals are generally tax-free because your contributions are made from your post-tax income, and the earnings are taxed within the fund. And once you have made a permanent immigration withdrawal, you cannot rejoin KiwiSaver if you later return to live in New Zealand, so be sure of your plans. Just to be clear, this is general information, and it does not take into account your personal circumstances. KiwiSaver decisions can have long-term consequences, so it is worth getting personalized financial advice before making any big changes. Whether you are eyeing retirement at 65, dreaming of your first home, or facing an unexpected challenge, your KiwiSaver can be a powerful tool, and the key is knowing which path is right for you. If you would like help working through your own situation, you can book a free, no-obligation session using the booking option on this page.